you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
I mentioned this to us off the air. An Instagram star in Turkey. Now, we've all heard about these tattoos that people get, and you go in and you get the tattoo artist, and they put some sort of Chinese lettering on you, and it's supposed to say something
deep.
It means
a douchebag. Yeah.
Or wide or whatever. And then occasionally someone will come along and they're able to read Chinese and then says, no, sorry, that doesn't say what you think it says. It says you're a douchebag.
Yeah, there are people that believe. Or
okay, now this is not the only country in which people get misinterpreted tattoos.
And other languages apparently too.
Yeah,
right?
An Instagram star in Turkey decided to get a tattoo in English.
What did they think it meant?
They can't read English. So, you know, it looks like this nice lettering.
Oh, was it no regrets?
No.
That's a good one.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Naz Mila, 26-year-old Instagram star, wanted to get a tattoo that said, only God can judge my mistakes and truths. Uh-oh. That is a well-known phrase in her country.
Okay, and so
which means nothing to us.
But she wrote it in English, and what happened?
What's English, and here's the thing: you can just read this since it's in English.
It says,
"Suck it, Jesus."
It does not say that.
Oh, that'd be cool. That doesn't mean that at all.
Instead of saying only God can judge my mistakes and truths, it says, I can judge a single God with my wrongs and wrongs.
So it's totally wrong. Okay.
She's walking around with this on her face.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all up
on her side.
Her
okay.
body and down her leg.
Oh, the old torso. The old, does she work at a Turkey Hooters?
No, she's an Instagram star.
Those girls have
a Turkish Instagram star.
The Turkey Hooters or the
Tutors. It's called Tutors over there. Yeah. It's for no reason. It's called Tutors.
Or you know, any of the fine Twin Peaks. You see the writing on the nice tight torsos.
She posted the photo of the tattoo along with the tattooist.
And then seen
him pointing proudly at his
wide.
Handiwork. It was quickly ridiculed by her followers.
Usually that's just the return address.
Yeah.
If found, return to.
She does have more than 860,000 followers on the Instagram.
Some of them got to read English.
Some of them can read English and mocked her immediately.
Now she's got to probably put a filter on that.
Right. She has since disabled comments on the tattoo post, but continues to post on the sites. No further references to the tattoo have been made by her.
Earlier we talked about it. You'll see it on our social media right now of a guy, a local guy, that has tattoos of every logo of the team beating his Huskers. True story. Look at the photo. We're still looking for the guy. Somebody shared it with us, but it doesn't seem to have the Colorado tat on there yet, but it's got Purdue, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Troy. And these are, you got to check this out, Petey. It's pretty crazy. Hang on a second.
Oh, man, baby!
I don't know if he went ahead and put Ohio State on there to begin with. Might as well just put that on there now.
Yeah,
put that the rest on there. Of them are up in the air. Yeah.
I think he's made the sketch for Northwestern. And he's ready to apply.
They can beat Northwestern.
On Sunday.
They can beat Northwestern.
They can also get their ass kicked by Northwestern.
Easily. I'm trying to be positive for my Husker friends.
I know.
I got a lot of Husker friends.
Yeah, but you know me.
Always divisive.
I'm always.
Always divisive. But you can go ahead and put Ohio State on there right now.
Yeah.
I'm one of
while you're there. While you're under the right. gun there. Just
fair chance.
Put Ohio State on there now. Get rid of that one.
I'm one of those Husker fans with low expectations.
I know you are. You're too negative.
I know.
That's why I can't watch a game with you. You're too negative.
Prepare myself for the worst.
True story, guys. Tattoos. I mean, even Husker fans got to go. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
He did not think that through.
No, no, the bet was before the season. I will
and
get
he
a
got
tattoo
bad friends.
Of every team that they lose to. Even a good season, they're going to lose three or four. I mean, do you want tattoos at all?
He's got bad friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would bet him that.
Does he have a tattoo of his team?
Right.
Well, he's a Husker fan. I don't know.
So?
You just see the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
He may not have a tattoo of his own team, just the teams that are better than his.
Yeah. If Arizona State ever plays Miami,
would be 100.
There you go.
Tony and I.
Yeah. Arizona State, Miami. Why don't you guys bet that?
We are, and we're
going to tattoo whoever the loser is.
No, skin graft.
Okay.
Total skin graft.
Going Frank Beamer.
But I don't know if you have enough skin for me.
Well, you wouldn't be able to see it. Tony's dark, too, man.
I know.
You know.
But Tony would become white, and I would become black.
You get a little sparky. Could you see a little sparky above his ass crack? That'd be great.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No.
He got a little sparky above his ass. Right? Yeah.
You're starting in the – I mean, I'm getting old enough now. I need glasses. But still, it's there.
Little sparky.
Talking to you on his trash stamp. Big U. You.
Yeah.
You. I think a hashtag fork 'em would be a good,
right. Good tramp stamp.
Fork.
All right. Keith.
Hey, Keith. Yeah.
Is in Lincoln. What's
go ahead,
up,
Keith?
I got a tattoo on my leg of Chinese letters.
Yes.
Was supposed to be my son's name. An ex-girlfriend's brother who spoke and read Chinese took a look at it and said, that's not what it says.
What's your son's first name?
Austin.
And what's it mean? What's Chinese mean?
Honestly, when I went to the parlor, they just had an alphabet of Chinese letters.
Got it.
But it turns out there is no English alphabet in Chinese characters.
So does your tattoo say anything?
Yeah, is it just gibberish?
Yes, it does.
What's it say? Can you say it?
It says Mother's Picnic Table.
What the hell?
Mother's Picnic Table.
You can safely say you're the only guy with that.
Is it around your bicep, something cool?
No, it's down on my calf.
Okay, cool, man.
Mother's
picnic table.
Wow.
I guess that's just symbols. Yeah, all right. Oh, that's cool.
Wow,
great story. Thank you, man.
He is the only
guy
in the world with that tattoo.
I'd rather have that.
Hopefully.
I'd rather have that than a Purdue tattoo on me, for sure.
Perdone.
Yeah.
I tattoo now. That's what it says. That's what it says. On his calf.
Don't get a tattoo of the teams beating your teams. The only person safe this year is Alabama. That guy's getting
Alabama.
No tattoos.
Yeah, maybe
and Georgia.
Yeah.
But I know at the end of the season, Alabama is going to have no tattoos because they're not going to get beat. They might, but they're probably not.
Maybe Georgia.
Yeah.
Thanks for last chance. You got to wig the game.
Thank you, Lou. Okay, now go enjoy.
That's one of the funniest.
That guy listens to us on the Blazer in Lincoln. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Say hi to your mom's picnic table.
Mother's picnic table.
That's hilarious. That's
well, because there's just symbols that represent certain things, so I can see it meaning that, which means nothing.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's probably like a Chinese TV series. My mother's picnic table.
Yeah.
I just saw the local news back there in the break room.
Apparently
a lot of people lost their power yesterday. You know anybody?
Yeah.
I didn't lose mine.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did too, Pete?
All damn day.
But Petey didn't have dogs to watch over, so you just leave, right?
No, but I had NFL to watch over.
Yeah, but did you go to the bar and watch it?
No, it came back on.
I love that. Craig was out for 45 seconds. We're feeling Craig's pain. Todd was out 14 hours.
I was at least 6-7 minutes. How were you? Yeah. I mean, it felt like way longer.
Are you okay? It felt like way longer. Todd was 14 hours. It snowed in the Omaha area.
Talk to somebody about it, Petey?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you handle that?
You okay?
Well, went upstairs for a second. And
was your team on at the time?
No, not yet. This was during the early season.
Oh, that's still bad enough. You okay?
Well, yeah, it took a while. Put on some extra layers of clothes. It started getting cold in the house, you know. It was fine. 14 hours?
14 hours. By the way, this is October 15th. This is a live show. We had some snow in the heartland last night and yesterday all day.
11:30 in the morning.
And we have leaves on the
tree. The power goes out. And just a couple hours ago, it came back.
Ah.
It came back just before I got up.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
And we got teased. It was on for about 3 minutes.
Oh, it flicked back on?
Right around 9 o'clock last night. So, you know, I turned off the stove, turned up, you know,
and started flicking it,
Now all the candles, and then everything died again.
Oh, man.
So we had to fire everything back up.
So you're going to go buy one of those big, like, whole house generators now and get it installed?
Oh, yeah. I know where to get one of those. Useful once every 30 years.
Well,
what the hell am I going to use one of those for in the meantime?
When the zombies come, you'll need it.
And I wouldn't even know where to plug one of those in.
You have it installed, like, in the power system of the house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do they cost?
I don't know. I don't have one.
$14.95.
Yeah.
Not the $15 you'd expect to pay.
You know, you think about that when instances like that happen, and then you think about, well, how often would I really need that?
Well, when you do, you'll really like it.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Because how much gas would 14 hours
I've been living in this town for a long time. I seem to recall an incident about 21 years ago.
It was the fall of 97.
Yeah, where this happened.
Yep.
So that's what I would need, a generator once every 21 years.
Fall of 97.
It looks like between $2,000 and $5,000.
Yeah, see, it's not worth it.
And then probably a little bit of labor on installation.
I would just like a little more notice.
You have to keep you keep gas in it the whole time then?
Probably,
you almost have to keep gas in it.
Yeah.
Or
at least somewhere available.
Because I like camping, but I don't like spontaneous camping.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden, I guess it's getting dark out. We'll probably have to wear headlamps for the rest of the night.
Right, that's weird.
So that's what we did. We wore headlamps.
I've also seen that Tesla makes those like whole home batteries.
Yeah.
Where you can you install solar panels.
Yeah, solar panels.
And it's got there's a big battery that you mount like in your garage.
Oh,
you can run your whole house.
I'm sure that's inexpensive as well.
But that you can use all the time, and you get yourself off the power grid.
Yeah, but then
you're not paying for it.
Yeah, but then oil companies still politicians actually vote for oil companies to still charge you because you're not using their crap. I hate that. We could be all off the grid.
Yeah, but I think those things. I read they're like maybe $10,000 to start up.
but then you're not paying in the Valley of the Sun too. We're not really in the Valley of the Sun, although it's sunny here.
No,
more than it is
that
in
would
Seattle.
Help if you were in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, if I'm going to be off the grid, I'm going to be.
You got
away
your power back today,
right? I'm going to be away from everybody.
Right, you got your power back today.
You don't want to be off the grid in the middle of the grid.
Well, yeah, you do.
No
bills.
You don't have
no
bills.
No bills. You would.
Yeah,
except for the $1 million it takes to set up to be off the grid. Yeah, other than that, you got no bills.
Yeah,
I don't think it's quite a million.
Three. I like that generator thing. 3,000, you think it is?
I'm seeing ones from
Todd's right. You probably wouldn't use it. Probably. You wouldn't really use it, but, you know, you never know.
But when you do, you'd appreciate
it
a lot.
You really need it.
Are you okay? You're out 45 minutes?
No, 6 or 7.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it was. Right. I was really starting to panic, though. It was in the middle of, like, the prime NFL football. Exactly. That noon to 3 hour, don't mess with me.
Craig was worried about feeding his kids. He was out 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
His kids are not kids.
I get it.
Because Christy would call it. You know, the power company was giving updates. It was like, you know, after about noon or so. Oh, yeah, the power should be on about 1:30. And then it became 2 o'clock, and then it became as soon as possible.
Oh, you don't want to hear that.
Right.
You don't want to hear that.
Well, why even throw that out there in the first place?
Because I don't know.
Why? Just say as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because obviously you had no idea, how widespread the problem was.
Were you thinking about a hotel? I'd have been thinking about a hotel. I went back off at 9.
I would have. They had 9 puppies.
That close to a hotel.
That's true. Yeah, the doggy dogs.
Yeah, we would have had to pack up all the puppies and
walk into some hotel.
We don't have any animals.
No, they're all in a duffel bag. 9 puppies in a duffel bag.
That's a good movie.
It is a great movie. Yeah.
9 puppies in a duffel bag.
That's usually a bad ending. The 9 puppies are in a duffel bag.
Good point.
No, we had a call someplace. It said, listen, I know
we'll take
you,
9 dogs.
You take hookers and meth heads. would you take puppies? Oh, sure.
Oh, I know that hotel. Yeah.
Was there an hourly rate?
Most pet motels also accept
hookers and
methods. And hookers.
Especially 9 dogs.
Well, they're kind of tiny, so you really couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, we really could have snuck them in a duffel bag.
Easily.
But not the mama. You know, no. Mama's got to be there.
Right.
So you can't sneak her in.
You couldn't put a fedora and an overcoat on her and
put it on your shoulders.
walk on the hind legs or this ain't gonna work.
Could have. Probably could have.
Act like you and the missus are bringing in some sort of drunk person.
Always quality. Always quality comedy. Putting the dog in a fedora.
And stacking them on top of each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the funny part
we
right
got a
there.
Drunk buddy here.
Is stacking them on top of each other.
Sure, that's a dog.
A team of researchers from the UK and Spain, in their paper published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
You should have read that last night, Todd.
Speaking of
morons. You had nothing to do with your headlamp on.
it's even kind of hard to read with that headlamp
on. Yeah, I bet
on
it is.
Because your cap gets in the way.
Well, you can just put it on your head, you know.
Yeah, you can take the hat
it's
off.
It's not a cap, light.
Yeah,
cap
yeah.
light.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. I never considered that an option.
Because I'll use those when I grill in the winter. I'll just stick it on my head, walk out, and turn the meat, you know?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Oh, yeah. I was turning meat.
But that was like 4 minutes later, what'd you do?
And you can do that with the cap on.
The researchers found evidence that, contrary to popular belief, apparently I wasn't aware of the popular belief, the orgasm face.
Oh. The O face.
Is not the same.
Neil Young's O face.
As the pain face.
Who thought that?
Really?
Apparently it's popular belief.
Blurf.
The researchers found a clear distinction between perceptions of pain and pleasure. Most of the volunteers agreed on which was which. There was a little bit more to the story, the study. The volunteers had also been divided into two cultural groups, half from Western cultures and half from Asian cultures. Oh. Both groups saw clear differences between orgasmic faces and pain. Excuse me.
Whoa, that was the orgasmic face.
And
right there.
Pained faces, but they differed in what they saw as the face of a person experiencing an orgasm. Those from Western cultures tended to choose wide-eyed expressions with gaping mouths. Asian volunteers, on the other hand, chose smiling faces with tightened lips. The researchers suggest the differences could be explained by fundamental cultural beliefs.
It'd be a great study. The study
would
just have a camera on people's faces as they orgasm, mainly the women. I'd choose the women.
Or as they're getting punched.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to volunteer for that one because they probably don't tell you beforehand whether you're going to get punched or
the placebo.
Have an orgasm.
Right, yeah. Oh, sorry, here's the placebo. Punch in the face.
Sorry, sir, we're going to stomp on your toe really hard.
And your buddy's getting an orgasm.
Right, the pain faces tend to be a little bloodier.
Yeah. Well, they punch you in the face.
They probably didn't punch you in the face.
I don't think they just punch you in the face.
That'd be a giveaway.
Not that that's a bad
idea.
So
you tell me when I stub my toe walking through the house, which we've all done, that face is different than my O face? Is it, Craig?
Yes.
I know you've seen both.
According to the research, anyway. That's what I'm going with.
Your research.
According to the research.
Right.
We'll need to do some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other dead giveaway is you curse in a blue streak.
Yeah, exactly. We say, oh, God. You say, oh, Jesus.
Which one was that?
Craig says.
Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
No, he doesn't.
That's his orgasm.
Right, Craig will do that during orgasm.
Yeah.
Just curse a blue streak.
Yeah.
And then we have to stab him.
Yeah.
Where's my cheese?
What he says during orgasm, where's my cheese?
Well, you lose it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.